just remember she said that to me.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Time is running short for Florida residents to get out of the way of deadly Hurricane Milton as it takes aim at landfall on the state's west coast in around 24 hours. Tommy Hall lives in Venice, Florida. He'd like to leave, but says it's not that easy.
I mean, we can leave, but you're looking at the interstate. By the time you find a place, it's no place. You can't go to Georgia, you can't go to Carolina, so you got to go west toward Pensacola, Panama City. I'm pretty sure all that's booked.
51 counties are under a state of emergency as Milton is expected to rampage from Florida's Gulf Coast right through to the Atlantic side. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Tampa.
You're at D.C. Stanley, rode out Helene in her Tampa area home, but evacuated to Tallahassee Monday when Milton exploded to a Category 5.
These storms are different. Ask the citizens of Asheville, North Carolina.
Millions of people in the Tampa area are under a mandatory evacuation.
The FBI has arrested a man from Afghanistan who was allegedly planning a terrorist attack in the U.S. on Election Day. CBS's Matt Piper is following that.
Federal prosecutors have charged Nasir Ahmed Tahidi with planning an attack on Election Day in support of ISIS. He was arrested in Oklahoma City. Prosecutors saying he and unnamed co-conspirators were followers of ISIS and took steps to carry out their attack in the U.S., including selling the family home, working to relocate family abroad, and purchasing ammunition. They say the 27-year-old traveled to the U.S. on a special immigrant visa in 2021.
In the Middle East, Hezbollah fired another barrage of rockets into Israel on Tuesday, and a day after marking a year of war in Gaza, Israeli forces fought heavy battles with Palestinian militants in the north, where residents have been ordered to evacuate. CBS News producer Marwan Al-Ghul is a resident of Gaza. He and his family have been displaced multiple times.
It's not easy to keep reporting the ongoing war. Every day I see heartbreaking victims. Children are bleeding on the ground. I have family, children. I'm worried about them too, as there is no safe place in Gaza. No one is safe at all.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday in a case challenging federal regulations on privately made ghost guns. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The Biden administration is saying is just look at the plain language of the statute. Of course, it embraces the idea of being able to regulate these ghost gun kits.
Last year, the Biden administration redefined firearms to include these homemade gun kits, subjecting them to the same regulations as traditional firearms. A federal deficit of $1.8 trillion expected next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Most folks would probably like to help the homeless, but not always if it happens close to home.
In Arvada, Colorado, northwest of Denver, city officials are considering building what they call a homeless navigation center in a building the city paid more than $6 million for. The former school building's mostly surrounded by homes, and some homeowners, including those who live just across the street from the proposed center, aren't happy.
No, I don't like the idea because it will lower our property values.
We would have never bought our house had this proposal been on the table.
Why put it in our neighborhood?
But a woman who lives a mile away supports the center.
But I'm hopeful our city leaders will stand strong and continue plans to help our unhoused.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Actress Jenna Fischer, known as Pam Beasley in TV's The Office, says she was diagnosed with breast cancer last year but is now cancer-free after treatment. She is urging her female Instagram followers to get annual mammograms. Michael Toscano, CBS.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight and a light northwest wind. Temperatures by daybreak will be in the upper 40s. Tons of sunshine for your Wednesday. Northeast winds developing 5 to 10. Highs will top out in the middle 60s. Close to 70 Thursday. Right now it's 48.
Joe. Luna Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
doesn't seem to be anyone.
Just call me. There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
Just see, I'm a poor man, son. Can't give other things. no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. I'd get down on my knees for you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Waiting for the break of day. stuck on my windscreen.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Say, Mrs. Robinson, Joe to Joe has left and fallen away.
car. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I pray, dear Lord, hear my prayer. News on the hour.